1993, Pat Hegarty and a few local people were decided to organise a fundraising event for a local charity, and the event turned out to be so successful that they made it an annual event, and we're now into the 24th running of the road race and walk.
I presume you're part of this Grand Prix series that takes place under the auspices of the Donegal Athletic Board?
That's right, yeah, we're part of the series, yes.
Plenty of events on, so a lot of competition to get athletes to particular events.
That's right, yeah, there's a lot of 5Ks on at the moment, and 10Ks, there's not so many, so there's a different challenge there for people who like to run over a longer distance, and it's it suits some runners better. And especially the Ballyhale 10K is a very challenging course, and some people like to come along and test it out.
Well, people will be thinking now about the Dublin Marathon, the October bank holiday weekend, so it's good preparation if they're thinking of doing it and have been doing 5Ks, they can move up now to the 10K.
Yes, it's very good. A lot of people there who are doing either half marathons or the Dublin City Marathon would see this as a good sort of at the timing as well, that they can come in and sort of test their speeds and their fitness. And as I say, the 10K, there's a few hills in it as well, like, so it's a good test for them, like, and they can really have a good workout on it.
Not all athletes like 10 like hills, because they all look at the watch to make sure that they're going fast, but you know, there are those who would say maybe the real competitive athletes do like the hills and don't mind it, and the cross country's coming up as well, so that's important for the like of that.
They complain about the hills, but as soon as they cross the finish line, they're checking their watches and they're comparing with their other runners how they get on, you know. So the challenge is there, like, and like the athletes are competitive, like, and regardless of what the comes up against, they want to do their best on that course, you know, and set the records.
And I suppose the other way looking at it is, if you go up a hill, you have to go down again to go up the next one. So,
well, that's
it. Downhill too.
Although sometimes going down the hill can be worse.
That's true. I never liked downhill, I must admit. Yeah. But anyway, you're expecting a big crowd.
Yes, hopefully, yeah, we'll get a good turnout, and hopefully the weather will look good on us as well. As I say, we have a new charity on board this year, and we'd like everything to come out and support it. And it will be, it's Friday evening, this Friday evening, and the walk starts at 7 o'clock and the road race starts at 7:30.
You mentioned a new charity. The charity is the Donegal branch of MS. Tracy, you're involved with MS here in Donegal, I'm sure. Funds badly needed.
They are at the end of the day, and we'd like to thank the Ballyhale 10K for taking us on this year. It is a great opportunity for the branch, because every penny we earn goes back to the members in Donegal.
That's important that it is the Donegal branch.
It's for the members, it's not for anything else.
No, it's not for going away on trips here and there.
No,
that's vitally important. Have you a big organisation?
On our register at the minute, we have over 300 people now, and that's just people that have come to the office and said, I want, you know, I'm a member, whatever. But there's, I don't know how many out in Donegal that haven't actually registered with MS Ireland. So,
and I would be helping out.
Yeah, basically we have a welfare committee, and whatever funds we can try and help out with, that's what our fundraising goes towards.
MS, unfortunately, a good number of people in Donegal suffer from.
Seems to be. It's getting to the stage where someone within three steps know someone that has MS, or has a relative or a friend, or has some connection with it, and nobody knows the reason why either.
No, it Donegal seems to be one of the black spots, for want of a better word.
Definitely. And that's why I say we have 300, over 300 in our books, but at the same time there could be a big deal more out there that haven't, and you know, so you don't really know what the true number is.
Do you rely only on volunteers?
Yes, we are a total voluntary committee. There's 22 of us from all walks of life. Each give up our time to do whatever. And it just means, it means the whole of the county then can be
looked
represented.
Okay. So, Pat, Friday night, 7 o'clock, as you say, for the walk, 7:30 for the race. There's incentives for fast people to come to the event?
Yes. This year we have there's €100 for anybody who can set a new course record, man or woman. The original record was held, it's actually been held for about 22 years, and it's 30.57 for a man. And the ladies' record was broken about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was set now at 35.01. So any man or woman who can break the record would get €100.
Mm-hmm.
And if both break it, get €100.
Okay, could be costly for Ballyhard,
yeah.
10K committee. But so. Tell me, what about sponsorship? Do you get sponsorship? Do you rely on that? Or how do you make your money?
Yes, well, that's the generosity of businesses around the area, and have been very, very good every year in supporting us, and they've been donating, even no matter how small it is, spot prizes right up to larger prizes. And it's not just all centred on the race itself. We do a few side events leading up to it and afterwards to try and get as much money as possible for the charities. And the sponsors are being so generous. What we do is we set aside things that we can do draws, do quizzes and different things to get there. Mm-hmm. And then we have spot prizes on the day for walkers and that. And it's... it all adds up in the end. Every little helps, yes. Mm.
So you could get a prize, even though you mightn't be first, second or third, you could get a spot prize.
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's the thing about it. We especially for the walkers and that, there's spot prizes and you're given a ticket and your tickets will be drawn out. So you could get anything from a pair of socks up.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, sure. Everybody likes to get something, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah,
it's just the honour of getting a prize.
Yeah.
So who won? Who is the first? Who is the record, did you say? Pat Hegarty?
Well, Pat Hegarty holds the record from the second year, and he said 30.57. And
it's fairly good clipping now for 10K.
Yeah, a couple of times it has come close. We've had a few people very close to him, but they haven't actually broken.
Mm-hmm.
For the ladies, it was Teresa McGloin set 35.01. I think it was back about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it too, that was a great time, and she nearly won the overall event that year. I think she got finished up third in the end. It was a sprint finish.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very, very exciting finish because we thought we'd have a first lady winning a 10K outright. But it's very, very competitive, and it's a great finish as well, because we have it set up at the finish that the crowd and the walkers come back and they all line up to
cheer them on
over the finish line.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And are there cards involved? Are there sponsorship cards and so on?
Yes, there are sponsor cards out. They can got from any committee member, or they can pick them up from Carers of the Diamond itself any evening. And also there's a telephone number there if anybody wants to note it. It's 086 605
2087.
Yeah, if anybody wants sponsor cards.
Very good. So Tracy, I presume your members are probably involved in having the cards and going around and trying to, get people to get involved in the in the actual race for one, and the sponsorship for two.
Well, maybe not so much the race, maybe the walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
for
true.
Some of our members, but at the same time, getting the word out there is key.